time. I embrace each one into love and light, which is with you at all times.
Thank you.
As you are approaching another of your earthly years, I would like to put before you a question for you all to answer. There is something, my dear friends, that each one of you has grown to learn in this past year of your time. I wonder if you can tell each other what that is. Would anyone wish to begin this conversation this time?
Did you say what each one has learned this past year?
Yes. Mm-hmm. About each individual self.
Yeah. Do you mean from your teachings or just in our everyday life? Something that we realize we've learned.
It comes from your living,
yeah,
but also from the words I have spoken to you.
For myself, I can remember you said I learned tolerance, and yes, I can see that, and I remember what you said, which helps as well. So thank you for that. Anyone else?
But that is an individual lesson,
yes,
for you.
Yeah.
What I wish you to think about is what each one of you has gained in this past year.
Mm. Mm. I think as a group we're beginning to look upon problems more from the spiritual point of view. We're looking for spiritual explanations more than we have in the past.
That's true.
Yes. Yeah. And I've learned a lot of patience.
Yes. So if I say to you, my dear friends, that each one of you and those also who are not present, each one of you has learned self-discipline.
Yes.
Yes.
You would agree.
Yes.
Yes.
Now I pose the question to you. In what way do you feel this self-discipline has taken shape within your own life?
I'm not so quick to judge anymore, so I hold back in negative thoughts.
Yes.
Mm. Thinking of others and about yourself.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it is in the arena of thoughts, carefully monitoring your own thoughts and trying to gain more control over them.
Yes.
Yeah. Knowing when we need to go within, knowing when it's important to control the thoughts. I think we have a greater awareness of when it's when they're not good, when the thoughts are going not so well.
But in that recognition, you have done well. But do you see, my dear friends, how your self-discipline radiates throughout your living in many aspects of your life? This self-discipline shows itself to you in the way that you speak to others, as you say, in recognition of thoughts that should be changed. All of these things, many, many areas of your lives. And remember how different each one of your lives are.
Yes.
But still, this self-discipline has been gained. I would say to you, my dear friends, that is a step forward which you should all be most grateful for, because those who come close to you have helped you to achieve this state of being.
Thank you.
Would you like to discuss any more about your own self-discipline with each other? Or are you all perfectly happy to recognize that this is the achievement that has come to all of you?
It's easy to see myself when I've made a mistake.
Yes, I find that.
It also helps when you're talking to others and you can see them perhaps going off on the wrong tack, and if you say something and make them aware as well of a different viewpoint, that's very encouraging.
Yes, always. I have told you, if you touch but one other human being, then you have done well. And I can say to you, my dear friends, that each one of you have touched many people. Many, many people. Not only individually, but by the words that you have spread to us.
It brings a lot of pleasure to talk about these matters as well. It makes you feel as though you have something to contribute, whereas before you wouldn't have known what to say, or wouldn't have been able to work out things in the same way that we can now.
Yes.
That I do get a lot of satisfaction from sometimes, and I feel as though I can say something from my greater understanding that can help somebody.
You have always contributed. Remember that even those who do not walk this pathway of light are still progressing. But it is the awareness that you speak of. When you are aware of the goodness that surrounds you, then it reflects back to you within your own lives. It is a mirror image of what you give.
I have learned a lot about the power of gratitude this year, and yes, I have noticed that when I am thankful for more, then obviously that does reflect. I have noticed that.
Yes, my dear friend, I have waited for those words from you for some time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because I would say this to you, that of all of those within this room, you are the one who has realized the benefits of gratitude, as you put it. All of you give thanks, but for you, this has been the biggest step forward. Do you have any questions at this time?
I was going to ask a question about retrospective prayer. I was reading a book about the Irish famine a century, two centuries ago now, and we don't really understand time. And I was wondering that if awful things have happened in the past, whether a prayer for those people in this age would help people in previous ages, or whether the prayer that we'd already given has already gone through and the situation would have been improved by this.
Yes, I understand your question. Of course, you cannot alter time as you know it upon this earth, but those people who have suffered because of times past would benefit from prayer now. You know full well there are many within our world who still suffer from the effects of earthly life.
Yes, yes.
So, in that way, the answer is both yes and no. You cannot alter what has gone, but you can help those people who still exist from that time. Do you understand?
Oh, that's, I didn't know what you were going to say. That's a wonderful answer. I understand what you're saying, yes. So, I will continue to try and do that.
Yes.
Yes.
And for those who've gone on further, who are not obviously still suffering, because they realise they needn't suffer anymore.
Yes.
The prayers really wouldn't make much difference to them.
There is no need to give the prayers for them because they have the self-knowledge.
Yes.
And they will have moved forward in whatever way is best for them.
Yeah.
And of course, once you have become more accepting, then those from our worlds are able to help more. You understand?
Yes.
But of course, all prayer, as you call it, and after all, prayer is but thought, is always registered and used in the correct way for those in need. So, even if you are not aware of what your prayer is achieving, you must understand that those thoughts are being utilized for the very best purpose that there is.
The story that was in our news this last week, a group of people on one of our tropical islands on this planet, and a group of people from this country, quite a few years ago, one of the ancestors had been a missionary, gone to the island. The island people had killed and eaten this man. But now the ancestors of those people got together to say sorry and meet one another. Would that help the people that had gone on into spirit?
it would help only those who give the prayers. You cannot erase what another has done. You must accept responsibility for your own lives. This all know and understand. You cannot, how shall we say, you cannot be responsible for what others have created, for what others have done. You can help with your prayers, as I have just said, but you cannot change what has passed. And those who created the situation are the only ones who can change it.
Yes.
You understand?
Yeah, yes I do. Just that the ancestors thought, if they said sorry,
yes,
on past deeds,
would
help them.
It would help them, because in what they are doing is done for good.
Yes, yeah, I see.
So, the thinking behind the deed is good for them. Do you understand? If you are not clear, my dear friends, let us speak of this more. Because although your prayers and your thoughts go for good, there is only so much help that you can give to a spirit who is in need. The spirit must recognize for himself what past deeds need to be seen and understood before that pattern can be changed. You understand?
I do understand, but if when something bad has happened, or not perhaps as it should have been, you can't.
May I stop?
Yes, please,
my dear friend. Let me just kindly remind you that you are prejudging a situation.
Yes, I know what you're going to say. Yes. No, what I'm trying to say is, you say the situation cannot be changed. You can change the situation by when the spirit has recognised what has been done, then that can be changed. But surely, what has been done, has been done.
It cannot be changed. What has happened in the past.
No.
All that can be changed is the thinking of the people involved.
Ah, oh, well, that's okay. Yes.
Is that clear?
Yes, I understand. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you.
Always, my dear friends, this is the difficulty of life, that humankind is all too quick to condemn and to judge others. I do not say sorry to you for reminding you frequently about judging others, because you never can see the full picture of that life. You cannot make judgments upon another unless, and here I will use one of your earthly expressions, you walk in that person's shoes. Mm-hmm. Are there any more questions?
I was thinking about the air spirits and ground spirits and all the rest of them. Why is it
that they actually need to be seen. Because if they're in spirit, if they are spirit beings, why do we need to see them? Is that just because we're getting into the right vibration that we can see them?
Yes.
And if that's the case, there must be other energies that are about that we also can't see, that we could see if we were in the right vibration. Is that right?
Also, my dear friend, do you suppose that I am?
You are energy.
And can you see me?
No.
No. Let us go to the beginning of your questions. Mm-hmm. And there are more than one.
Yes.
Those light beings that you speak of have no need to be seen. But the people of this earth oftentimes desire to see. And oftentimes those who have no knowledge see these light beings. Because, as you say, they are tuned in to that world of light at that particular time of existence. In the same way as there are many within your world who see and hear those from our world, whilst the majority of human beings do not. There are many factors involved here. It is whether the light beings wish to be seen. It is whether the human being is in the right energy field. And thirdly, what would be the purpose of the seeing? Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Does it make it a little clearer for you?
Yes. Yes.
The light beings have no need to be seen. They just exist. They are. They are spirit. It is up to humankind whether they desire or wish to see them. But as you well know, that would be almost impossible unless that energy of the human being was raised enough for this to happen. I would like you, my dear friend, if you would, to concentrate a little about the question that you have just asked of me. I think in your quiet moments, fuller answer will come to you.
I think I was thinking that spirit, that you said everything was energy.
It is.
And therefore spirit was energy, and therefore I was thinking that the other things there must be to see, because it's all energy.
Can you see you are electricity?
the electricity is such, but you sometimes see it. Blue light in electricity.
Yes, but mankind for thousands of years was unaware of electricity.
Mm-hmm.
So do you see what I am trying to tell you? that all of energy has always existed. It is mankind's awareness which is changing.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was thinking. There must be more things that we could see. Perhaps it's more be aware of.
See. When your awareness is raised, indeed, you can see and feel much, much more. But that, my friend, is down to each individual. How much they desire, how far they want to progress in their awareness. And after all, I could come to you for many, many of your earthly years, and still you would be at the same stage of development. Without your participation, I could not make you become more aware. So do you see that the responsibility lies within each one of you?
Yes.
How much you wish to see, to become aware of, is entirely belonging to you and your free will.
We have to take the steps.
Yes. I can encourage you. I can try to uplift you. I can speak many words to you. But I cannot make you more aware than you wish to be.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and we notice this when we are parenting too. We can't, we can encourage our children.
Yes.
And we can show them the right way, but they make the decision.
Yes. Even as a young child, you can see that free will abounds.
Yes.
Yes, you are quite right. But what happens as the child grows older and comes to adulthood, they lose that intense quality of investigation.
Yes.
That is what happens with most people. That the eagerness of the small child slowly diminishes. Until other aspects of living overtake that freedom of thinking, that unspoiled energy which all children possess. Do you understand what I am trying to say to you?
Is it almost if, like when they reach adulthood, they begin to think, well, maybe explored everything now, and there's not that much else, when in fact there is much, much more.
Unfortunately, the materialistic side of life begins to show itself. And unfortunately, for many, many people, that is a way that takes you downhill rather than up to an awareness, a growth of awareness. Unless within that child there is a strong link with spirit, most children go on through, how can I say, influences of everyday life to become less spiritual, which saddens us from our side of life. But at this moment in time of the earth's evolution, that is the way of life. But slowly, slowly, it will change.
I was just going to say, so some poor people, perhaps nomads or whatever, they that's possibly why they retain more of their spirituality, because they haven't been influenced by all of the commercial side of life.
Yes, they still understand that by going within, they have many answers to their. I will leave you this time, my dear friends. I hope that you will ponder my words this time, as I know you always do. But again, it is something to recapture and to think about. Think of yourselves as that individual energy which belongs to a group energy. But if you wish to become more aware, then take your responsibility seriously. The more that you put yourselves forward, the more help we can give you from our side of life.
Thank you very much.
I will leave you with our dear lady and let you feel or see or sense those or whatever is around you. Until we come together once more, I leave you with my love.
Love goes again.
There you are.